Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
The 107th session of the Nebraska Legislature has begun. Senators now have 2 additional days to introduce bills. Joining me today is Nate Gross, Policy Director at Nebraska Family Alliance. Nate, there's bill introduction. What's the process for a bill becoming law in Nebraska?
Well, Karen, this is a really exciting time for us right now. The legislature is back in session. Senators are hard at work at our state capitol introducing new bills. And this really is the first step in the legislative and lawmaking process. Senators can introduce as many bills as they want, any idea that they have or that is brought to them by a constituent or staff member, and they get to formally introduce it. Every single bill is assigned to a committee where members of the public can weigh in and support or opposition of the bill, and then the committee can vote to keep the bill in committee or send it to the full legislature where it can be debated and voted on and have the chance to pass into law.
Another part of the branch of government is the executive branch. And last week, we had the opportunity to join Governor Ricketts twice for the signing of the Human Trafficking Awareness Day proclamation and also honoring Religious Liberty Day. This Friday is a very special day. Unique in America, our governor, on the 48th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision, Governor Pete Ricketts has issued a proclamation for this Friday, January 22nd, for a statewide day of prayer to end abortion. This is significant, isn't it, Nate?
It really is a unique and powerful message that our governor has sent about the importance of life, and that in Nebraska, we are a pro-life state. And so we want to encourage everyone to join us this Friday in united prayer to pray for an end to abortion.
Join us at 12 to 12:30 Central Time. Visit Nebraska Family Alliance Facebook page to learn how you can participate in this virtual prayer event.